The Auckland couple who travelled to Wānaka, while that city was at COVID-19 alert level 4, have been charged. Police say William Willis and Hannah Rawnsley have been summoned to appear in the Papakura District Court next month on a charge of failing to comply with the COVID-19 health order. Joining me now is our reporter covering the story, Katie Todd. Kia ora, Katie.
Kia ora.
Just remind us of when this pair came to the public's attention.
Well, hard to forget. William Willis, a 35-year-old equestrian from Karaka, and Hannah Rawnsley, a 26-year-old barrister from Pukekohe, were accused of using an essential worker exemption to flee lockdown to a holiday home. It emerged they had crossed the alert level 4 border from Auckland using an essential worker exemption, reportedly to feed horses, and driven to Hamilton Airport. They then took a commercial flight to Queenstown via Wellington, rented a vehicle and drove to Wānaka. A member of the public dobbed in their actions by filing an online police report. They were found by the police in Wānaka on Saturday, the 11th of September, and agreed to return to Auckland. And the police wrote about their actions in a media release the following day. It's become the highest profile lockdown breach allegation of the whole lockdown.
Their names were suppressed. I assume that was at their request, but that might have had an unexpected turn of events, or led to an unexpected turn of events for them.
Yes. Well, the decision for a name suppression happened in an unusual teleconference with the judge on Monday evening. So Rachel Reid, their lawyer, sought emergency name suppression for the couple, even though they hadn't been charged. The media coverage and social media commentary, or perhaps it could be described as a bit of a pile-on, captured a great sense of frustration among people who are following the rules, and a lot of praise for the mystery person who dubbed them in, and not many people were heeding the name suppression at all.
Right, is that on social media, was it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. And then the suppression was lifted.
Yes, so that was lifted. Just 3 days later, the couple actually outed themselves and issued a public apology for their actions through a lawyer and said their decision was completely irresponsible and inexcusable.
And then there wasn't really much more to the story apart from people asking, will they be charged? And the police finally came around to charging them today. What with?
Yes, what we know as of this afternoon is that they were charged with failing to comply with the COVID-19 health order. They've been summoned to court after what the police say was quite a thorough investigation. So 14th of October is the date, and Papakura District Court is the location.
What did they actually say in their apology?
Right, if we go back to the words, we are deeply sorry for our actions and would like to unreservedly apologise to the Wānaka community and to the people of Aotearoa, New Zealand for what we did. We can confirm that as part of routine testing for essential workers when crossing the Auckland border, we both received negative COVID-19 tests prior to undertaking the travel and on our subsequent return to Auckland. We can also confirm we were not considered close contacts, nor had we visited any locations of interest. We understand that strict compliance is required to stamp out COVID-19 from our country. We have let everyone down with our actions and we wholeheartedly apologise.
So the police picked them up on the 11th of September. It's now the 22nd. Have they said anything much about what's led them to take so much time to press charges?
No. They have said that it was a thorough investigation, but that it has been noticed by a lot of people on social media, again, how long this has taken. In the meantime, there's been a spree of stories about other alleged rule breakers. There were three people that allegedly went skiing in the central North Island from Auckland, and a man who went to Whakatane. And then there's been other lockdown breaches. There's been people arrested over several burglaries at post shops. A 27-year-old woman has been charged with offences and is due to appear in Auckland District Court next month. And of course, there was the iconic case of the two people arrested this week after allegedly trying to cross the border into Auckland with $100,000 in cash and a boot full of KFC.
Katie, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
That's our reporter, Katie Todd.